Keeping some historic antique artefacts alive and well is quite a difficult job. Today we prefer to conserve rather than restore. Many scientific and medical instruments that were made way back in the 18th century or before contain substances which are hard these days to obtain. One which was used a lot in the antique trade was mercury for thermometers and barometers. The mercury was put into a simple hand-blown tube in the back of a mercurial barometer, and the mercury was affected by the barometric pressure, which caused it to expand and contract. A float on top of the mercury then moved up and down, registering the change on a dial. In recent years, we have been beset with problems trying to obtain the glass tubes that go into the back of the barometer. This is problematic enough, and there are few people, if any, who will blow these into the shape and size required. And the cost of carriage and protection of items is so great that you have to go and collect it from wherever it was blown. Now, the large banjo barometer had this wonderful area in the back, concealed by a door, that held the glass tube, which was part filled with mercury. So, the glass tube is one problem, but we have another, in that the European Commission, way back in 2008, decided that scientific and optical instruments, now superseded by digital instruments, so there was no need to use mercurial originals, and therefore mercury has been banned from barometers since 2008. Well, this means that no new mercury barometers can be sold or made. Apparently, mercury is a chemical highly toxic to humans and the environment. It is also known to enter the food chain and accumulates in fish. And anybody exposed to mercury, it can cause harm to the brain, the lungs and the kidneys. Also banned is mercury contained within batteries, blood pressure monitors, and is no longer in most switches or electronic equipment. It is also forbidden to be used in dental amalgam on vulnerable patients. So in July this year, the Commission proposed a revision to the current rules to further restrict the remaining uses of mercury. Well, one supposes that we're still under the jurisdiction of the EU rules, but I'm not sure how we stand having left. What this means, in practice, is that the scare of owning a mercurial barometer, which has always been a staple collector's item, can no longer get repaired or refilled with mercury. And we have, therefore, seen a plummeting in price and value over the last few years. Even some of the rarest stick and ship's barometers, as well as the banjo variety, have suffered enormously. One presumes that whilst they are still working well, we have no problem. But I believe, even as a decorative item, working or not, they still represent an important part of history. Before radio and the weather forecast, we were able to determine which way the weather was going. And it is very sad to see how these effects with legislation can have a dramatic effect on the market here in the UK.